Time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. Area graduations have begun, and more are scheduled over the next several days. Jasper Grade School, Sisney Middle School, and Frontier Community College have already had commencement services. Here is a list of schools in the area that have graduation ceremonies upcoming. Sisney High School, Saturday, May 12th at 2 p.m. Center Street, Thursday, May 17th at 7 p.m. New Hope School, Friday, May 18th at 7 p.m. Wayne City Junior High, Saturday, May 19th at 2 p.m. Wayne City High School, Saturday, May 19th at 5 p.m. Fairfield Community High School, Sunday, May 20th at 2 p.m. And Jeff Grade School, Monday, May 21st at 6:30 p.m. The public is invited to attend any of the graduation ceremonies listed. The parking lot of Frontier Community College's Bobcat Den will be undergoing a two-week concrete project beginning Monday, May 14th. Limited parking will be available during this time, so visitors are encouraged to use the south end of Lastec's parking lot. The Bobcat Den is located at 130 Market Avenue, just north of the Briarwood Inn. It houses the college bookstore, a fitness center, and Frontier Perks coffee shop. Illy is recalling 8.8-ounce cans of whole coffee beans. The lid on the can may suddenly detach upon opening, causing injury because of missing air valve on the bottom of the can. This recall involves only whole bean 250-gram 8.8-ounce cans of Illy coffee in medium, dark roast, and decaf with no air valve on the bottom of the canister with a best-by date of 10-2019, 11-2019, or 12-2019 printed on the bottom of the can. The cans of coffee beans were sold at Kroger's, Target, Bed Bath & Beyond, and online at Amazon.com and Jet.com.
Take control of your money. Start by listening to The Dave Ramsey Show.
Some employers, particularly large corporate employers, are pulling credit bureau reports on people, and they look at their credit score. Almost none of them make the exclusive hiring determination based on your credit score. If a company will not hire you because you're getting out of debt, they are too stupid to work for in the first place.
Weekdays at 4 on your News Talk Connection, WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
In other news, are you interested in obtaining your Illinois concealed carry license? Enroll now in a concealed carry course in Albion through Illinois Eastern Community Colleges. The course provides the required 16 hours of firearms training, including classroom and range instruction. The concealed carry course will be instructed by certified firearms instructors who have over 75 years combined firearms instruction experience. Not only will the attendees learn the minimum information required by the Concealed Carry Act, but through the use of lecture and range drills, attendees will learn how to safely handle a handgun, hone their skills as a marksman, and survive a real-world encounter. Whether you are new to handguns or more experienced, the course is designed to make everyone more knowledgeable and accomplished shooter. Through the teaching of current trends and techniques, students will learn and understand how to maintain the proper mindset, skills, and abilities that come with bearing arms for the purpose of self-defense. The concealed carry courses at Albion will be held at the Edwards County Sportsman's Club. Individuals can choose from the following dates: May 17th through the 19th, Thursday and Friday, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., June 14th through the 16th, Thursday and Friday, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and July 19th through the 21st, Thursday and Friday, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pre-registration is required. The cost of the course is now $175 for the in-district students, which include tuition and fees, and must be paid in advance to reserve a seat in the course. Discounts apply to those age 60 and older. To register, call IECC's Frontier Community College campus at 618-842-3711. For information, email Brian Hart, Concealed Carry Coordinator, at hartb@iecc.edu. One man has died and the passenger in his vehicle was seriously injured in a crash at the intersection of Enterprise Road and the Mount Erie Road Friday afternoon. Coroner Jimmy Taylor says a semi was traveling northbound on Enterprise Road, ran the stop sign, and struck the victim's vehicle. The driver was killed and his passenger was airlifted to an Evansville hospital. The semi driver also was hurt and taken to an Evansville hospital. State police, Wayne County Sheriff's deputies, and the Wayne County Coroner are investigating the crash. The name of the victim is being withheld pending notification of relatives. In other news, the White County Sheriff's Department received a call Thursday afternoon about a black pickup driving recklessly in the Crossville area. When deputies arrived, they found a truck matching the description parked in the Mayor grocery store parking lot. Deputies made contact with the driver, 24-year-old Thomas Osborne of Albion, and a passenger, 21-year-old Terry Grainer of Grayville. Both men were found to be in possession of marijuana, and both were cited for possession of less than 10 grams of cannabis. Grainer was also found on a warrant on Richland County for failure to appear on a charge of driving on a suspended license. Grainer was taken into custody at 5:32 p.m. and transported to the White County Jail. He's being held in lieu of a $300 bond. Illinois State Senate has voted unanimously to require administrators of state veterans' homes to notify the public within 24 hours of an infectious disease diagnosis. The Senate voted 52-0 Thursday and required notification of staff members, residents, and the Department of Public Health. It would be necessary when two or more residents are diagnosed within a month. The vote came hours after a WBEZ Chicago report that the State Labor Department rebuked the Department of Veterans Affairs for failing to effectively notify all employees about an outbreak of Legionnaires' disease at the Quincy Veterans Home in 2015. 13 residents have died from pneumonia-like disease and dozens more sickened. The legislation goes now to the governor, who supports the proposal. The Grayville Police Department will be issuing physical and written examination for the position of patrolman on June 2nd at the Grayville City Hall. Registration will begin at 8:30 a.m. with a power testing to begin at 9 a.m. and the written examination to be held at 1 p.m. The purpose of testing is to update the eligibility list of possible candidates for an immediate new police officer position to be filled. Anyone wishing to participate in testing must complete and return an application by Friday, June 1, 2018. Applications may be picked up at the Grayville Police Department City Hall between the hours of 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. In other news, a jury seated in Wayne County has found an Aldi man not guilty of aggravated drunk driving causing a death. The not guilty verdict was returned in favor of a 64-year-old Gerald Foster of Aldi. Foster was on trial for the May 2015 death of 19-year-old Brandon Blackford of Aldi. The accident that took Blackford's life happened at 2:13 in the morning on U.S. Route 50, about a mile west of Noble. Blackford was traveling eastbound on Route 50 when his four-wheeler collided with Foster's vehicle. Foster was subsequently arrested for aggravated DUI, causing a death and improper lane usage. The trial was moved out of Richland County to Wayne County after both the defense and prosecution agreed an impartial jury would be difficult to seat. After the not guilty verdict was rendered, Judge William Hudson ordered that $1,500 in bond that Mr. Foster posted in the case be refunded.
Is your home trapped in a time warp? Looks like it's time to buy new furniture. Come to Rush Appliance and Furniture with two locations to serve you. We can furnish your entire home. We carry furniture for every room in your house, whether you need a new bedroom set, mattresses, a living room sofa, or even a formal dining room table. No need to go to a big box store for your appliances. From ranges and refrigerators to deep freezers, dishwashers, and more, we have all the appliances you need. Stop in and see what's new today.
Crude oil is at $63.75, unchanged since yesterday. Jack A. Baker, 71, of Sullivan, Missouri, formerly of Fairfield, passed away at 5:51 a.m. on Tuesday, May 1st, at Mercy Hospital in St. Louis, Missouri. He was a public water treatment specialist and was a veteran of the United States Navy. Jack is survived by one daughter, Mindy Cates of Sullivan, Missouri, sons Jared Baker and Corwin Baker, both of Sullivan, Missouri, three grandchildren, Hannah Baker, Cordell Baker, and Ethan Cates, two step-grandchildren, Jake Cates Jr. and Josh Cates, two sisters, Rosemarie Barton of Fairfield and Betty Sampson of Caitlin, Illinois, one brother, Frank Baker of Fairfield. Several nieces and nephews also survive. Funeral services for Jack A. Baker will be held 7 p.m. on Monday, May 14th, at Johnson Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Visitation will be from 5 p.m. until the time of service at the Johnson Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Per Jack's wishes, his body will be cremated following the funeral service. A graveside memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, May 19th, at Maple Hill Cemetery, with full military rites, conducted by the Anthony Wayne American Legion Post 176 and the VFW Post 4535. Memorials may be made to St. Jude's and will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, which in charge of all the arrangements. 44-year-old Fairfield native Amy D. Coker of Olney passed away on Tuesday, May 8, 2018, at the Carl Rushman Memorial Hospital in Olney, Illinois. Amy worked at Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport, Illinois. Amy is survived by her husband, Warren Coker, daughter Mackenzie Coker, parents Danny and Jackie White, twin sister Kathy Cooper and husband Gordon, brothers Keith White, Danny White, and Robert Riddle, and six nieces and three nephews, and great-nephew Jasper. Funeral services for Amy D. Coker will be held at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, May 15, 2018, at the Kistler-Patterson Funeral Home in Olney, with burial falling at Mount Pleasant Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Monday, May 14, 2018, at the Kistler-Patterson Funeral Home in Olney. Memorials can be made to the American Cancer Society. Gary Kent Cooper, 85, of Carmi, Illinois, died Thursday, May 10, 2018, at his home. He was a member of the Methodist Church and was a Korean War veteran, having served in the Navy on the USS Destroyer Twining. Gary was well known in the White County, Illinois area through several business ventures, including Cooper's Texaco service station located in East Carmi and Cooper & Sons hardware store in downtown Carmi. Survivors include son Stacy Cooper of Albin, daughter Gina Miller of Carmi, sister-in-law Robin Cooper of Stonefield, Illinois, grandchildren Casey Cooper, Michelle Miller, and Holly Jo Miller, six great-grandchildren, and ex-wife Jane Cooper Wright. In keeping with Gary's wishes, his remains were cremated, and visitation and military rites are Monday, May 14, 2018, at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi. Visitation is 5 to 7 p.m., and military rites will be conducted at 7 p.m. Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi is in charge of all the arrangements. 86-year-old Fairfield resident Alberto L. Santos died at 3:58 p.m. Friday, May 4th at Sisney Rehab and Healthcare Center. He worked as a screw machine operator in Chicago. Survivors include his wife, Shirley Santos of Fairfield, stepson Doug Jordan of Fairfield, four stepdaughters, Sherry Alville of Fairfield, Kathy Kimbrell of Jeff, Deborah Jordan of Chicago, and Linda Lucy of Chicago, three brothers and a sister, all of Puerto Rico, 13 step-grandchildren, and 12 step-great-grandchildren. The body is to be cremated with no formal services to be held. Nail's Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of all the arrangements.
Wabash Communications would like to applaud this year's graduates. During all those years in school, you've gone from learning your ABCs to taking the ACTs. Wabash congratulates you on how far you've come and wishes you luck on the journey ahead. Whether your plans include continuing your education, entering the job market, or military service, you'll need to stay connected to technology to help reach your goals. Count on us for excellent values on internet service, TV service, home monitoring systems, and more. For more information, call us at 665-3311.
Time now for a look at sports. In local and area sports and high school baseball, you can catch Edwards County at Robinson. And in Major League Baseball, 6:45 p.m. tonight, catch the Cardinals at San Diego. You can hear the game on WOKZ 105.9. In high school baseball scores, Edwards County defeated Johnson City 5-2. And in high school softball, Lawrenceville beat Edwards County 3-1. In national sports scores in the NHL, Capitals beat the Lightning 4-2. In Major League Baseball, Cubs stomped the White Sox 11-2. Orioles destroyed the Rays 9-4. Athletics beat the Yankees 10-5. The Mets over the Phillies 3-1. Pirates stomped the Giants 11-2. Blue Jays defeated the Red Sox 5-3. Marlins beat the Braves 6-3. Royals squeaked by the Indians 10-9. Rangers over the Astros 1-0. Brewers defeated the Rockies 11-10. Nationals beat the Diamondbacks 3-1. Twins squeaked by the Angels 5-4, Reds over the Dodgers 6-2, and the Cardinals defeated the Padres 9-5. Time now for your Classic Hits forecast. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 89. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 66. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 91. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low around 69. Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 93 and a low around 69. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 92, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low around 67. Want to know what's going on in our community? Check out our community calendar page at WFIWradio.com.